Chapter 3. Support Area Operations. The support area represents a key AO in support of Army operations. Operations are not successful solely based on support area operations, but Army operations could be lost in the support area. If conditions in the support area degrade, it is detrimental to the success of operations. Therefore, the protection of support areas requires planning considerations equal to those of the close areas. Support Area Overview. There are fundamental principles that are common to all support areas, whether they are established in a contiguous AO or a non-contiguous AO, during large-scale combat operations or contingency operations. Support areas may be designated by any Army echelon or by operational necessity, but they are usually associated with and assigned to units that are capable of controlling an AO and executing the AO responsibilities as described in ADP 3.0. Commanders assign a support area as a subordinate AO to protect the force, preserve combat power, reduce risk, and mitigate vulnerabilities throughout corps and division support areas. The support area may provide critical infrastructure and secondary command and control nodes. This is where most of the echelon sustaining operations occur. Support area operations, as discussed in this manual, do not include the mission ESPO, conducted by tenants within the support area. Considerations for establishing a support area include the location, size required, and proximity to LOC, command and support relationships between units in the support area, transportation networks, including road, rail, inland waterways, and air, into and out of the area, survivability of critical assets and personnel, terrain management, security responsibilities, the dispersion of units to increase survivability against indirect fire and air attacks, displacement considerations to sustain tempo and shorten lock, movement control into, through, and out of the support area by units enabling combat operations, security and defense capabilities, the congestion of organic, supporting, and unassigned airspace users over the AO, a plan for transitions, boundary shifts, commander's priorities, mission. The higher headquarters assesses and assumes risk in the support area to maximize combat power in other AOs. During planning, the higher headquarters and assigned support area commander conduct their initial assessments and adjust resources as the situation changes. Based on MET-TC, any unit assigned the support area will normally require augmentation to successfully complete the mission. Within a division support area, a designated unit such as a BCT or MEB is identified as the support area landowner and conducts support area operations. Within a corps support area, the corps designates a division, BCT or MEB, as the designated landowner. The MEB is the primary Army unit for conducting division and corps support area operations. See FM 3.0. Key functions performed by the support area commander include terrain management, movement control, protection, security, and defense. Note: assigning the support area to functional or multifunctional brigades without the capability to conduct AO responsibilities will increase operational risk. Contiguous area of operations. In most operations, corps and divisions employ contiguous areas of operations. Contiguous area of operations is where all of a commander's subordinate forces' areas of operations share one or more common boundaries. FM 3-90-1. This allows the command and control for the majority of the AO by using subordinate organizations while avoiding gaps and seams in responsibility. Contiguous areas of operations may provide additional security for maneuver units, headquarters, and support areas by limiting the gaps between units. Non-contiguous area of operations. A non-contiguous area of operations is where one or more of the commander's subordinate forces' areas of operation do not share a common boundary. FM 3-90-1. The reasons for using a non-contiguous area vary, but begin with geographical separation of important terrain from the remainder of the areas of operations. The commander's decision deploys the force into a non-contiguous AO regardless of command echelon, derived from the mission variables of MET-TC analysis. In particular, the commander evaluates the threat and ability of the enemy to mass combat power sufficient to threaten friendly forces in non-contiguous AOs. Second, the commander evaluates the enemy's ability to sever ground locks between non-contiguous AOs. When conducting operations in a non-contiguous AO, commanders should take a holistic approach to countering threats. Commanders and staffs must expect the enemy to operate between the non-contiguous AOs, using sophisticated surveillance devices, improvised explosive devices, mortars, rockets, missiles, unmanned aircraft systems, space and cyberspace operations, and information warfare, making support areas increasingly vulnerable. Area security may be the predominant method of protecting support areas that are necessary to facilitate the positioning, employment, and protection of resources required to sustain, enable, and control forces. Area security operations are often emphasized in non-contiguous AOs to compensate for the lack of protection integrity that large or distant, unoccupied areas often create. Forces conducting area security operations can saturate an area or position on key terrain to provide protection through early warning, reconnaissance, or surveillance, and guard against unexpected enemy attack with an active response. Ground lock located in non-contiguous areas present unique challenges based on the location, distance between supporting base camps and base clusters, and the security environment. Support area operations. Support area operations are conducted by the MEB and tenants to prevent or minimize interference with command and control and ESPO, and to provide unimpeded movement of friendly forces, protection, operations to find, fix, and destroy enemy forces or defeat threats, and area damage control. The support area may provide secondary command and control nodes. Support area operations, as discussed in this chapter, do not include the mission ESPO conducted by tenants within the support area. See Appendix D for additional information on support area tenant units and their capabilities. Support area operations are often conducted as economy of force operations. Within a division or corps support area, the MEB conducts support area operations, area security, terrain management, movement control, mobility support, clearance of fires, airspace management, tactical combat forces for security, mobility and counter-mobility support, rear command post support. Note: a theater sustainment command, expeditionary sustainment command, or sustainment brigade headquarters should not be assigned support area responsibility because these headquarters lack the capability to execute the AO responsibilities and would require significant augmentation of personnel and mission command systems. The MEB also has the capabilities to provide command and control for units, key functions, and tasks required to conduct support area operations. Support areas achieve the economy of force by having properly staffed headquarters control terrain so that combat forces can conduct combat operations. The MEB conducts engagements to defeat threats throughout the support area. Due to the MEB having limited organic capabilities, the higher headquarters provides resources for the MEB or assists them in defeating threats that are expected in the support area. This is most appropriately done by task organizing the MEB with military police and a tactical combat force if level 3 threats are present and no other tactical combat force has been task designated by the division or corps. Chapter 3 of the print version of this publication identifies MEB support area responsibilities and supporting tasks. Support area considerations. Commanders, supported by their staffs, use the operations process to drive the conceptual and detailed planning necessary to understand, visualize, and describe their operational environment, make and articulate decisions, and direct, lead, and assess military operations. The activities of the operations process are not discrete. They overlap and recur as circumstances demand. Planning starts an iteration of the operations process. Upon completion of the initial order, planning continues as leaders revise the plan based on changing circumstances. Preparing begins during planning and continues through execution. Execution puts a plan into action by applying combat power to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative to gain a position of relative advantage. Assessing is continuous and influences the other three activities. This section uses the operations process activities, plan, prepare, execute, and assess, to discuss considerations that are important to conducting support area operations. The primary considerations of commanders and their staff are the positioning, employment, and protection of assets required to sustain, enable, and control operations. Note: the MEB is an integral part of Corps and Division ability to command and control in support areas. The mobilization and deployment of the MEB must be prioritized in planning and operations to ensure that it arrives as early as possible. Depending on the situation, Corps and Division commanders may consider deploying their assigned MEB ahead of their divisional combat power. Plan. Corps and Division planners must analyze MET-TC to determine what capabilities and units the MEB needs to successfully accomplish the support area mission. A troop-to-task analysis must be done during mission analysis to determine the required capabilities. The Corps or Division commander must then assess the level of risk and allocate resources to MEB. In some tactical situations, the Corps or Division commander may accept risk in the support area, but then plan to apportion additional combat power to the support area to improve the tactical situation throughout the AO. The placement of support areas is influenced by enemy threats. To increase their survivability, support areas are generally placed out of range of the majority of the enemy's indirect fire systems to increase their survivability when possible. However, security considerations must be balanced with maintaining responsiveness units conducting close and deep operations. Chapter 3 of the printed publication provides a notional example of depths and frontages of the operational area. Below are general considerations for minimum distances for establishing Corps and Division support areas behind the forward line of troops. The Division support area extends from 29 to 36 kilometers behind the forward line of troops. The Corps support area extends from 70 to 90 kilometers behind the forward line of troops, or 40 to 60 kilometers behind the Division support areas. Note: Corps and Division planners must ensure that supporting sustainment units, especially fuel, water, and ammunition, are positioned no further than 90 kilometers from the support area during operations demanding high operating tempo and movement. This can be extremely critical when conducting offensive operations and maintaining combat power against the enemy. Poor terrain or weather conditions may reduce the distance. The Corps and Division operational areas are normally subdivided and assigned as subordinate unit AOs, Corps AOs to divisions and brigades, and Division AOs to brigades, see FM3O. At Corps and Division levels, MET-TC analysis may not support an option to assign the echelon support area to a single unit. The area retained by the echelon may be easy to secure and control so that it can all be assigned as the echelon support area to a MEB with minor augmentation. As the operation progresses and the situation changes, the size of the echelon support area may change. The MEB commander plans for support area operations within an assigned support area. The AO responsibilities require the MEB to plan decisive, shaping, and sustaining operations within the AO. Securing host nation populations and critical infrastructure must also be planned for during support area operations. The MEB commander and staff must synchronize and integrate numerous units and headquarters elements to conduct support area operations. When the operational environment or particular missions in the support area require a high degree of certainty and order, compliance, or centralization, the MEB commander may adjust the degree of control. Examples are in terrain management with the positioning and design of base camps. This is often needed for base-inherent defensibility, clustering of base camps for mutual support, the employment of base camps and base cluster response forces, and the tactical combat force assigned to the support area. Some units that are tenants within the support area will not have the staff to conduct detailed IPB and defense planning and preparation needed to execute a decentralized command and control operation, This requires the MEB commander to conduct operations in a level of detail not normally done by other brigades. The MEB Higher Headquarters order should establish command and support relationships within the support area and give the MEB commander clear authority to request or negotiate with units for their compliance or support for security and defense. The MEB commander must integrate the actions of tenant units to include base camps and base cluster commanders. Responsibilities may include protection, information collection, security, defense, movement control, fires, air support, air missile defense, incident response, and area damage control. The MEB commander coordinates decentralized execution by assigned units, base camps, and base cluster commanders. The MEB commander staff may also need to coordinate area damage control support to functional brigades, the sustainment brigade, or the sustainment command throughout the support area. The staff reviews and coordinates the supporting base camp and base cluster defense plans, develops plans to employ the tactical combat force and fires, and coordinates for host nation, joint, interagency, and multinational assets. See Appendix D for additional information on base camps and base clusters. The MEB staff coordinates with the higher headquarters to establish priorities, develop plans, and decide when and where to accept risk in the support area. The MEB staff can use several levels of vulnerability threat and criticality assessments and the risk management process discussed in ADP 3-37 and ATP 5-19. Based on vulnerability and risk assessment, the higher headquarters may provide the MEB commander with additional capabilities to include information collection support, additional security forces, or additional fires and other forces. The increased span of control might be excessive for the MEB commander and require the higher headquarters to manage areas not assigned to subordinates within its larger AO, commit another unit, MEB or BCT, that is capable of providing command and control for another portion of those unassigned areas if that is feasible, or accept risk. The MEB will command one of the base camps within the support area and may designate an assigned battalion size unit as the base camp defense commander. The MEB commander may assign subordinate unit boundaries within the AO. The MEB may use several boards or working groups during support area planning and execution. For example, multifunctional members of the protection working group may be used to ensure that all aspects of protection are considered, assessed, and incorporated. While civil affairs activities are a significant part of support area operations, the Division and Core Information Operations also integrates and synchronizes information-related capabilities actions to support protection and other warfighting functions. These information-related capabilities actions include tactical deception and support to joint military deception, support to mobility and countermobility, protection, intel and fires, crowdsourcing, and coordination for multispectral decoy emplacements. Other staff elements at Division and Corps, including cyberspace electromagnetic activities, provide secondary jamming against enemy bypassed regular forces, irregular forces, and hybrid threats. In addition, signal procedures should include electromagnetic spectrum terrain masking and directional antenna use. The MEB is also responsible for stability operations within the support area. Commanders use civil military operations to enable these stability operations. The planning and coordination of these operations from Corps to Brigade are the responsibility of the Assistant Chief of Staff, Civil Affairs Operations, G9S9. See FM 3-57 for more information on G9S9 responsibilities. The MEB designated with AO responsibilities may not be designed as a maneuver headquarters, but some of its subunits must be capable of maneuver and enabled with capabilities to enhance freedom of movement when required. The MEB should be assigned a maneuver unit as a tactical combat force, designed to combat level 3 threats, ideally at least a battalion headquarters, to provide effective command and control, or may potentially form a response force, short of a tactical combat force, from other attached or OPCON units, such as military police. The MEB would control the maneuver of the tactical combat force or response force as they employ maneuver and fires to defeat threats throughout the support area. The MEB will initially fight any size threat operating in the support area and must plan to employ all fire support assets to include indirect fires, army aviation, and close air support. The MEB commander is responsible for and plans where to locate and use attached OPCON or TACON radars to actively acquire enemy indirect fire and engage with the best available fire support asset. The MEB headquarters must tailor their operations process to the mission and operational environment. Staff planning requires details that are unique to the support area mission and size of the operational area, to include terrain management and airspace considerations. Prepare. During initial entry, the MEB commander directs designated base camp commanders to prepare their individual base camps according to standards directed by its higher headquarters. If the support area is established in an initially secure area, contractors alone or assisted by military units may construct the base camps. A technique may be to have the designated support area landowner or functional units construct base camps within their AO that are readily available for use. These camps would be planned, designed, sited, constructed, and able to secure against level 2 or 3 threats as required. There may be situations in which the MEB commander takes control of support area base camps and facilities that are not constructed to acceptable standards and must be upgraded. The MEB can conduct tasks to support the support area defensive plan and prepare for area damage control. This includes mobility, countermobility, and survivability, obstacles, structures, and anti-terrorism. The MEB commander will direct reconnaissance and surveillance assets to conduct initial reconnaissance of their AO throughout the support area to verify and refine IPB. The proper location selection, design, establishment, construction, and manning of base camps and base clusters can help to reduce the need for a tactical combat force. The MEB commander will establish standing operating procedures throughout the support area to ensure protection, security, defense, and the ability to perform area damage control. The MEB commander will ensure that base camp security and defense forces are trained, rehearsed, and ready. Important rehearsals include commitment of base camp response forces, commitment of cluster response forces, commitment of the support area tactical combat force, battle handover, and fire plan rehearsals. Execute. The MEB commander conducts support area operations within the assigned support AO. The MEB staff will ensure close, continuous coordination with higher headquarters staff, AO tenants, and transient units to ensure security, protection, movement, continuous support, and defense. The MEB will execute detection, early warning, and rapid response to threats, and coordinate responsive area damage control to minimize effects. The MEB staff will synchronize security operations, conduct information collection, and develop the threat and common operational picture and share it with all units in the support area. The staff will coordinate the collective defense within the AO. The MEB commander may direct and employ transiting combat forces with the approval of higher headquarters. The support area tactical combat force will defeat level 3 threats or conduct battle handover to other combat forces. The MEB must integrate airspace user requirements with the theater airspace control system. A division may execute the joint air-ground integration tactics, techniques, and procedures and request a volume of airspace to control all airspace users entering, exiting, and operating in their operational area. The MEB Air Defense Airspace Management Cell coordinates with the airspace control element responsible for airspace control over their assigned AO. Assess. The MEB staff must fuse the assessments from the commander, staff, subordinates, supporting units, and tenant units to monitor and evaluate the current situation and progress. The staff conducts base camp threat and vulnerability assessments. Key areas the staff assesses include security, base camp defense preparations, and area damage control preparations. The MEB commander and staff share their assessment with their higher headquarters commander and staff. Based on the assessments, they share responsibility to adjust tasks, resources, or risks. This is a dynamic process that will need to be redone as the conditions and risk change. The staff can use measures of effectiveness, MOEs, and measures of performance, MOPs, to help it develop security measures for the assigned support area and required detailed tasks. Support areas by echelon. Corps and division commanders establish a support area to facilitate the positioning, employment, and protection of sustainment assets required to sustain, enable, and support tactical operations. The echelon commander assigns the support area as an AO to a subordinate unit. The location and size of the support area varies according to MET TC. The echelon support area commander establishes the support area into one or more base camps and assigns security responsibilities to units located within the base camps. Possible tenants of the support area include, but are not limited to, sustainment. See FM 40 for additional information on sustainment operations in a support area. Field artillery operations. See FM 3-09 for additional information on field artillery operations. Military police. See FM 3-39 for additional information on military police operations in a support area. Engineers. See FM 3-34 for additional information on engineer operations in a support area. Seaburn assets. See FM 3-11 for additional information on seaburn operations in a support area. Aviation. See FM 3-04 for additional information on aviation operations in a support area. Civil affairs. See FM 3-57 for additional information on civil affairs operations in a support area. Non-governmental organizations, host nation entities, medical treatment facilities. See FM 4-02 for additional information on medical support to a support area. Signal support to operations. See FM 6-02. Corps. The Corps establishes a support area to concentrate sustainment, protection, available aviation, and support capabilities required to sustain, enable, and control tactical operations. The Corps support area is based on geographical advantages for sustaining the force and protecting these assets. When the Corps establishes a support area, it assigns it as an AO with responsibility to a subordinate unit such as a division, BCT, or MEB. However, in a Corps contingency force operation, ill-defined or non-existent boundaries and areas of operations can occur. The Corps commander can direct maneuver forces to reinforce the support area security mission as a tactical combat force. If there is a Level 3 threat in the Corps support area that needs more than a single battalion-sized tactical combat force to mitigate the risk to an acceptable level, then the Corps commander should allocate a BCT to this mission. The United States Air Force Tactical Airspace Control Personnel Joint Terminal Attack Controllers are essential to the ground commander's ability to employ close air support mission aircraft in the support area. Division. The division support area is the area in which the majority of the division's sustainment functions occur. The division support area also facilitates the positioning, employment, and protection of resources required to sustain, enable, and support divisional forces. The division opward establishes area security responsibilities for the division support area. The support area commander will have take-on of all ground forces within or transiting that area for security and defense. The order specifies the commander's broader take-on authority for the protection, security, defense, movement control, and terrain management. When assigned to the MEB, the division support area becomes the MEB AO. To accomplish all of the doctrinal responsibilities associated with controlling an AO, the MEB requires augmentation consisting of Army and Air Force airspace control personnel. Units located within or transiting the division support area are responsible for self-protection against Level 1 threats. They must coordinate with the MEB for maneuver, troop movements, and indirect fires outside of the established perimeter of any base camp to which they are assigned. In the absence of a MEB, the division commander assigns the mission to a BCT commander. If the division commander assigns the support area to a functional brigade, significant augmentation is required for the functional brigade to accomplish all of the doctrinal responsibilities associated with controlling an AO, such as augmenting personnel and key systems to control fires and airspace. The division commander remains responsible for all unassigned areas within their AO that are not assigned to a subordinate unit, such as BCTs or the MEB.